assassino.
Adults just don't get it, so the kids got woke. Need proof adults don't get it? Remember how awkward it was when I just said got woke? There it is. Meanwhile, the kids from Parkland held a massive rally on the steps of the Florida State Capitol. Their demands are simple.
Never again should students have to protest for their lives. Never again should an innocent life be taken while trying to gain an education.
We are coming after you. We are coming after every single one of you and demanding that you take action, demanding that you make a change.
What we must do now is enact change, because that is what we do to things that fail. We change them.
I'm not here for a fight. I'm not here to argue with you. I just want to speak. I just want to see your face and know why.
People are talking about how we aren't serious because we're children, but have you heard my friends?
Miss me with that bush. Bush. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that look. MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that look. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that pipe back look. Do it like back look, eat through like Jack look. I ain't gon' hold ya, I ain't gon' pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya, keep it 100, I don't know ya. name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team. I hope y'all ready. You know I'm ready. I rain all day. You know confetti. I gotta go get it. I gotta go get it. I gotta go get it.
I also want to talk to Eric Christ. And frankly, I'm offended to call me a gunman, really. Because we're out here taking your AR-15 for a while. Nice day for it.
Come on, NRA. Let's go.
Looks like he's the one leading you. Gun laws won't fix shit. Criminal. Gun a criminal.
Really?
Then why is it England, Italy, France, Germany, Spain, Japan, and South Korea are all able to do it with gun regulations and not have a lot of people die? I mean, if you want to do away with regulations, maybe we should make immigration easier?
No! That'd let more brown people in from shithole.
I mean, illegals, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We should be like Switzerland. They got lots of guns and fewer deaths. That's because they require military service and also training for a gun. Are you willing to do that?
No!
Shocking. I suppose you'd also want to emulate the Swiss minimum wage as well as paid vacation.
That's communist. My gun accidentally discharged. Shot myself in the leg.
We're joined by kids in Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois, Arizona, Iowa, and a huge group of students from Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. who descended on our nation's capital. Yes. Gotta give it up. The adults just don't get it, so the kids got woke.
February, so you know what that means. Time for back to school shopping. Hi, I'm Chuck with Chuck School Supplies. Come down and see us for all of our incredible back to school deals. Find everything you need from crayons to markers to pens to pencils to composition books, spiral notebooks, backpacks, bulletproof backpacks, uniforms, bulletproof uniforms, a Kevlar vest, and our special patented binders with bulletproof coating. And teachers, we haven't forgotten about you. Come on down because we are having amazing deals on all of our handguns. Find the sidearm that perfectly complements your teaching style. Because after all, the only way to stop gun violence is by adding more guns. Duh, it's a no-brainer. You're a teacher, you should know that. I know what you're thinking. Why are you having a back-to-school sale in February? Why wouldn't we? Talking about a back-to-school sale when kids are actually going back to school? That's about as mistimed as wishing somebody a happy birthday on their birthday. I mean, our studies have shown that the best time to mention something is when nobody's paying attention. So
you had the Sandy Hook massacre where little tiny children died, and your government went, maybe we'll get rid of the big guns? And 50% of you went, fuck you, don't take my guns! So here's where it gets confusing, right? Now, as I said, I'm all for your Second Amendment rights. I think you should be able to have guns, it's in your constitution. What I am not for is bullshit arguments and lies. There is one argument and one argument alone for having a gun, and this is the argument. Fuck off, I like guns. It's not the best argument, but it's all you've got. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with saying, I like something, don't take it away from me, but don't give me this other bullshit. The main one is, I need it for protection. I need to protect me, I need to protect my family. Really? Is that why they're called assault rifles? Is it? Never heard of these fucking protection rifles you speak of? Protection? What the fuck are you talking about? You have a gun in your house, you're 80% more likely to use that gun on yourself than to shoot someone else. And people think, well, that'd never happen to me. You don't know that, because you know what? From time to time, we all get sad.
And you know what that means? We're having a sale! Is your president mentally capable? Is he physically and emotionally stable? Can he read beyond a fourth grade level? No? Well then you're in luck, because we're having our biggest President's Day president sale yet! This sale is insane! It's insane!
One day you're happy, then you're sad, and then... I had a break-in in Manchester, England, where I was tied up. I had my head cut. They threatened to rape my girlfriend. They came through the window with a machete and a hammer. The Americans always go, well, imagine if you had a gun. And I'm like, all right. I was naked at the time. I wasn't wearing my holster. I wasn't staring at the window waiting for cunts with machetes to come through.
Pressed by a Fox News reporter who repeatedly asked if President Trump had any ideas of his own about how to reduce gun violence and make American schools safer, the press secretary had no answer. And when the press secretary was asked yesterday if the president favors former House Speaker Newt Gingrich's idea to have 6 or 8 armed teachers in every school in America to engage in gun battles with school shooters, the press secretary said she had no idea. She said she's never discussed that with the president. Well, now we know the answer to that question.
It's called concealed carry. And it only works where you have people very adept at using firearms, of which you have many. And it would be teachers and coaches. If the coach had a firearm in his locker,
just like your politician. So you're the gun lobby, so brawny and strong. You love all firearms, the short and the long, spreading the weapons that shoot, maim, and kill. Just like your politicians who do what you will. An unstoppable force that none dare to cross. Those NRA grades stop electoral loss. Except that it seems your bark's worse than its bite. More guns to be sure, but fewer hold them so tight. In this system of ours, the voters are people, and fewer of them worship your steeple. Your members are loud, bumper sticking their hobby, but as gun ownership drops, you're a weakening lobby. Your winners are losers, and losers are winners. The ones who have feared you will now eat you for dinner. Mental health, you now cry. He's crazy, you see. Why stop at just either, when both it can be? And so spout the theories of conspiracies cruel as your bloodthirsty followers prepare the next school. Sure, your politicians in power will snug you at night. Just remember, a majority votes with you in their sights.
For teachers and for a teacher who was adept at firearms. Good thing about a suggestion like that, and we're going to be looking at it very strongly, and I said, and so that would be certainly a situation that is being discussed a lot by a lot of people at doing that. You'd have a lot of them, and they'd be spread evenly throughout the school. Pretty much professionals with great training. I think they wouldn't go into the school to start off with. I think it could very well solve your problem. I could look, we can understand both sides of something to say. Very well solve with your problem. Strongly against it. All right, I mean, I can look, we can understand both sides of it. You have something to say? Yes, go ahead.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
At Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School had a gun last week, a handgun, when the bullets started flying. If he had a firearm, he wouldn't have to run. He would have shot, and that would have been the end of it. We don't know which coach Donald Trump was talking about, because he obviously does not know the names of the three school personnel and the 14 students who were murdered last week. Those names were not on the short list of talking points that the president held in his hand during that meeting. The president might be talking about Aaron Fice, who was an assistant football coach. He ran toward the sound of the gunfire. His wife and daughter will bury him tomorrow. Aaron Fice was 37 years old. Or the president might have been talking about Christopher Hixon, the athletic director and wrestling coach. He was patrolling the school as a security guard when the shooting started. His funeral was today. Christopher Hixon leaves behind his wife and four children. Christopher Hixon was 49 years old. Or the president could have been talking about 35-year-old Scott Beagle. He was a geography teacher and track coach. He followed the school security protocol and stayed at his classroom protecting his students. And that's where he was killed. And several of his students said that Scott Beagle personally saved their lives.
Home security conventions? None of you read Padlock Monthly? None of you have a Facebook picture of you behind a secure door going, fucking yeah. Like, you're gonna be ready if someone comes into your house. You have it at all fucking time. By the way, most people who are breaking into your house just want your fucking TV. You think that people are coming to murder your family? How many fucking enemies do you have? Jeez, you think a lot of yourself if you think everyone's coming to murder you. See, if you have it readily available, it becomes unsafe. You have it in your bedside table, one of your kids picks it up, thinks it's a toy, shoots another one of your kids. Happens every fucking day. People go, that'll never happen in my house, because I'm a responsible gun owner. I keep my guns locked in a safe. Then there's no fucking protection! Someone comes into the house, you're like, wait there, fuckface. Oh, you've come to the wrong house here, buddy boy.
President during the biggest sale of the year, because just like your civil liberties, our prices are being slashed. Richard Nixon never finished his second term, so we're passing the savings along to you. Tricky Dick is now 30% off, and you'll just pay peanuts for a Jimmy Carter at $29.99. If your president is easily confused, is he thrown to line? Is he obstructing justice? Then come on down to Crazy Larry's and save big on a competent leader. Because with these prices, I guarantee you can afford a Gerald Ford. Or check out this find, William Henry Harrison. He only served 31 days because he got pneumonia at his inauguration and died.
What are you?
kids from Parkland held a massive rally on the steps of the Florida State Capitol. Their demands are simple.
Never again should students have to protest for their lives. Never again should an innocent life be taken while trying to gain an education.
We are coming after you. We are coming after every single one of you and demanding that you take action, demanding that you make a change.
What we must do now is enact change, because that is what we do to things that fail. We change them.
I'm not here for a fight. I'm not here to argue with you. I just want to speak. I just want to see your face and know why.
People are talking about how we aren't serious because we're children, but have you heard my friends talk? We're serious.
I will fight every single day, and I know everyone else here will fight for the rest of their lives to see sensible gun laws in this country, and so that kids don't have to fear going back to school.
All of that. I was reading on Twitter about how all millennials are lazy and entitled. Now, this comes. Wish I could have heard that. This comes on the heels of last night when, with Parkland students watching from the gallery, state House members voted down a motion to debate an existing bill that would ban assault weapons and large capacity ammunition magazines. So, what legislation did they focus on instead? A bill that declares porn dangerous. What do you have against teenagers? First, you won't do anything about guns. Now you're taking away their porn. What are you doing in there? You better be loading a gun, young man. Kids. Kids today.
The NRA said, and I quote, "None of this would have happened if the teachers had guns." I think they're forgetting what school was like. Does anyone remember that casual teacher that used to, whenever she came onto school, that relief teacher came, you and your friends would see her and go, "Oh, we're going to make her cry." And then she'd stand in front of the class with a bit of chalk and her hands would be shaking. And you go, "You're never getting married, are you, miss? Never gonna happen for you." Then she gets back to a 1967 Volkswagen Beetle, she'd be crying over the steering wheel, just, "Why don't they like me? Let's give that a gun and see how things work out." And then they go, "Oh, well, answer to that, we'll just add more guns." They go, "We'll put an armed security guard at every school across America." "Yeah, that'll work out. The average security guard in America earns $16 an hour. Not a lot of wiggle room to be a fucking hero."
If you only had a gun, that's what the president thinks. If one of those coaches had a gun, the president believes he would have fired that gun, and that would have been the end of it. That's the way this fantasy war game plays out for everyone who thinks it's a good idea to give school teachers an extra job that no one has suggested they be paid for, the job of police officer. The people who suggest that all ignore that there was a police officer at the school, and it's a very big high school with multiple buildings, over 3,000 students, and a police officer assigned to the school every day. And that police officer did his best. But it didn't turn out to be as easy as Donald Trump imagines. The police officer has to find the shooter. The police officer's hearing has to be perfect, has to tell him exactly where the bullets are coming from. He can't be faked out by echoes of firearm blasts. He has to instantly know exactly where the shots are coming from. He has to go right to that spot where the shots are coming from and then stand there and aim his handgun at the shooter with the assault weapon and then just kill the shooter. In Donald Trump's world, to do that, the teacher, the police officer with the gun has to be very, very lucky. The shooter would have to allow him to do it. The shooter would have to decide not to fire his assault weapon at the teacher with the gun, or the teacher would have to be lucky enough to come up behind the shooter with the assault weapon, and the teacher would have to be lucky enough that there's absolutely no one else in their space, that the shooter and the teacher are alone in a hallway or a classroom, so that when the teacher fires his handgun, the only possible person hit is the shooter.
Someone comes onto the school and you've got Kevin. Now, I'm sure Kevin's shit hot at Call of Duty, but it might not fucking cut it, ladies and gentlemen. Like, you're gonna be ready if someone comes into your house. You have it at all fucking time. By the way, most people who are breaking into your house just want your fucking TV. You think that people are coming to murder your family? How many fucking enemies do you have? Geez, you think a lot of yourself if you think everyone's coming to murder you. Now, I understand that when I'm doing this joke in this room, 50% of you agree with me, 50% of you don't agree with me. And I do respect the people who don't agree with me. Don't think I don't. Out of the 50% that don't agree with me, 20% of those people are smart enough to realize this is a comedy show and it's not to be taken seriously, and they're laughing along because it's just funny jokes, right? And then the next 20% are sort of phased out a little bit and look around going, I wonder how they got that chandelier up there. And then there's the last 10%, and they're fucking furious.
It's true, man. This Truman deal is the bomb.
Everybody here at Truck School Supplies, Merry Christmas.
It's hard not to be inspired by these kids, but some people have managed to do it. Like former Georgia congressman and greasy bag full of cash, Jack Kingston. Kingston appeared on CNN yesterday to call out these traumatized students and call them frauds.
Do we really think that, and I say this sincerely, do we really think 17-year-olds on their own are going to plan a nationwide rally?
Jack.
I would say to you very plainly that organized groups that are out there like George Soros are always ready to take the charge, and it's kind of like instant rally, instant protest. Yeah.
Jack, teenagers are pretty good at planning big gatherings by themselves. I mean, didn't you ever go to a party in high school? Oh. Oh, never mind. I withdraw the question. There weren't any at your high school. Everyone stayed in and studied, Jack. Kingston's not alone. Many online are accusing the Parkland survivors of being so-called crisis actors who travel to the sites of shootings to instigate fury against guns. That's right, we're all being taken in by the dazzling theatrical performances of high school actors. We've all been duped before. I guess you could say this truly is our town.
is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Diminishes the tragedy of what these kids experience, but it also gives theater majors false hope that someday they'll get jobs. Where the big money is. And here's Parkland student Cameron Caskey on the question of whether he's a paid crisis actor.
If you had seen me in our school's production of Fiddler on the Roof, you would know that nobody would pay me to act for anything.
To Fiddler, these kids are finding out that obeying the NRA is a Republican tradition.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Right now, in this room, and the people watching at home, 10% of you are fucking seething.
An unstoppable force that none dare to cross. Those NRA grades stop electoral loss. Except that it seems your bark's worse than its bite. More guns to be sure, but fewer hold them so tight. In this system of ours, the voters are people, and fewer of them worship your steeple. Your members are loud, bumper sticking their hobby. But as gun ownership drops, you're a weakening lobby. Your winners are losers, and losers are winners. The ones who have feared you will now eat you for dinner.
Award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Manson pay just $39.99 from your wallet, and he's yours. That's not all. Early shoppers, check out these insane special 2-for-1 deals. We got Bushes, we got Roosevelt, we got Johnsons and Adams.
Mental health, you now cry. He's crazy, you see. Why stop at just either, when both it can be?
First reason. I'm making good points.
I speak from experience here. Improv's where the big money is. And it wasn't just internet crazies attacking these kids online. They were joined by Trump's son and man telling the bouncer to check the list again, Donald Trump Jr., who liked tweets attacking a Florida massacre survivor. Well, you know what they say, the douche doesn't fall far from the bag.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Carborough, Micah Power Radio, Thursday nights. This is Dr. Furious, Furious George. We do this every Thursday, cranking into some fun stuff now and then, and sad things happen to happen sometimes too. And we are going to just make as much sense of it all as we can. Some of it may be offensive to some members in our listening audience, so listener discretion is advised. May be offensive. We also have the famous DJ Eddie Abbeys in the house. Of course, the show goes out to DJ Ace Master Ace and DJ Charlie Char. We are going to keep going into the late night here. If you want to learn more about the Furious George show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. Woo! And you can learn about the songs, too, not to mention the topics. Some fun new Black Panther music. that's fun to say. Actually, just mixed up and instrumentalized by Run the Jewels, which is sick fun. So we got that in the background. We got other crazy Dilla old school stuff, slowed down and messed up. We've also got some brand new music, so we promised to play some of that too. Check us out. Go to furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. Send me an email, or you can always call us here at the station. 919-246-9639. Most of all, keep doing what you're doing, listening and chilling out and trying to change something. I'm furious!
Concealed carry would be unwilling to pay for that training. President Trump's own budget cuts money for school security. Republicans cut the overall funding of the United States government by $1.5 trillion with their tax cuts. They didn't leave any money for training teachers to use firearms in shootouts with mass murderers who have assault weapons. And that is a very complex form of firearms training. That is not going to a firing range and aiming at the classic hanging stationary target. That is more specialized than the firearms training that most police officers in America actually get. Now let's just assume that the teacher with a gun gets exactly the same amount of training as the police officer with a gun. And let's remember, that's taking time away from the rest of that teacher's duties as a teacher. Detroit make the world go round. To do that firearms training. But let's just assume that that happens, that we train teachers with firearms just as much as we train police officers. Here's something that Donald Trump doesn't know. Most bullets fired by trained police officers miss their targets most of the time. And they miss their targets by wide margins for many reasons, but mostly because the target isn't cooperating with being shot. The target isn't stationary, the target is moving, and there is no form of training that duplicates the human experience of going up against a real assault weapon that has already blown off the faces and the arms and the legs of children who were alive just minutes ago. There is no form of training that duplicates the emotional, psychological experience that a teacher would go through.
Fred's
14-year-old daughter Jamie was lost last week, and he has a question for Senator Rubio.
Senator Rubio, I just listened to your opening, and thank you. I want to like you. Here's the problem, and I'm a brutally honest person, so I'm just going to say it up front.
Yes, sir.
When I like you, you know it, and when I'm pissed at you, you know it. Your comments this week and those of our president have been pathetically weak. I want to like you. Look at me and tell me guns were the factor in the hunting of our kids in this school this week. And look at me and tell me you accept it and you will work with us to do something about guns.
Let me explain what I said this week, and I'll repeat it. I'll repeat what I said. And what I said, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about guns, and we're going to talk about what I said this week. And here's what I said. I said that the problems that we are facing...
Let him speak. I think we need to hear it.
I'm saying that the problems that we're facing here today cannot be solved by gun laws alone. And I'm going to tell you what we've done already and what I hope we'll do moving
forward.
Were
guns the factor
in
the hunting of our kids?
Absolutely. Of course they were.
The weapon of choice. Can you say that?
Number one, Fred, I absolutely believe that in this country, if you are 18 years of age, you should not be able to buy a rifle, and I will support a law that takes that right away.
Fantastic.
I will support the banning of bump stocks, and I know that the president has ordered the attorney general to do it, and if he doesn't, we should do it by law. I will support changing our background system so that it includes more information than it includes now, and that all states across the country are required or incentivized to report all the information into it. And let me tell you what I've done already. And got approved $50 million a year through the Sandy Hook Initiative to provide a threat assessment fund for all states to be able to stand up in each of the school districts a way to identify people who potentially do this and get ahead of it before it happens. I support moving forward on that initiative and making it widely available for everyone around the country. Now, I think what you're asking about is the assault weapons ban.
Yes, sir.
So let me be honest with you about that one. If I believed that that law would have prevented this from happening, I would support it. But I want to explain to you why it would not.
Senator Rubio, my daughter, running down the hallway at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, was shot in the back.
Yes, sir.
With an assault weapon. The weapon of choice.
Yes, sir.
Okay? It is too easy to get. It is a weapon of war. The fact that you can't stand with everybody in this building and say that, I'm sorry.
Sir, I do believe what you're saying is true. I do believe what you're saying is true. I do.
Yeah.
off of every mass tragedy when gun sales skyrocket. It's just too simple to look at those people and say, oh my God, how dare they are, they're doing Wayne LaPierre's bidding. They are doing the NRA DC lobbyists' bidding. And those people are doing the bidding of financiers, extraordinarily wealthy people who are making money off of these tragedies. Tune them.
In a taxi cab.
Ops on the radar.
You're dead to me.
How you wanna play ball?
You're dead to me.
Takes
you're
off.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You're dead to
you
me.
You know what zone I'm in.
You're dead to
don't
me.
Don't care who you're with.
You're dead to
watch
me.
Watch me do my.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Hey, hey, ready, set, go crazy. Hit a finesse, you see I'm getting mice. Life hit it with the lemons, limelight. But at night, we still committing crimes, spitting rhymes. By the coupe with the spinning rim, get inside. Bring a friend, bleeding hands from the genocide. Clean me up, beam me up to the other side. Brothers die, cause coons turn their butterflies. They don't wanna see me sitting in the bins. They don't wanna see me living on the end. Of the city, in the city, why being? Show no pity in the city for the sin. They don't wanna see me getting to the shit. They just wanna see me swimming in the dead. Don't drown on ground with it till you hit. 911 free, zoom, zoom, dead.
Ops on the radar.
You're dead to me.
How you wanna play ball?
You're dead to me.
Takes off.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You're dead to
you
me.
You know what zone I'm in.
You're dead to
don't
me.
Don't care who you're with.
You're dead to
watch
me.
Watch me do my.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Tune them.
I move like a millipede when I flex them tendons like rubber trees. Young Billy Jackson, back to the mouthpiece drawn, got a verbal armory. Stack bodies, not figurines. Move beneath the surface, submarine. I'm half machine, obscene with a light sword. Look inside the brain, it's a riot in the psych ward. What you standing on the side for? Roar like a lioness, punch like a cyborg. Spit slick, attack is subliminal. Flowers on my mind, but the rhyme style's sinister. Stab behind my own bars like a seasoned criminal. Gotham City streets, I'm playing the crushing any system that belittles us. Antidote to every poison they administer. Switching like time signatures. Colors in my aura tend to cover the perimeter. Brown bodies that the blues wanna shoot through. High res lenses wanna pull over your eyes. My strength ain't nothing like my size. Plates on the top, Kathleen Cleaver. Tangle my cords like a weaver.
Tune them.
Ops on the radar.
You're dead to me.
How you wanna play ball?
You're dead to me.
Fall far from the bag.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Meanwhile, DJ TJ is in India this week to tout a new Trump-branded apartments near Delhi, and the country has welcomed him with full-page glossy newspaper ads trumpeting Trump's arrival that say things like, Trump is here, are you invited? It's kind of exciting, although the ad really should say, Trump is here, are you invited? No, not that Trump, the other one. No, not Ivanka either, she had a thing. It's Don Jr., the one who's always wet for some reason. These Trumps have a lot of fans. These invites do not come cheap. The Trump Organization offered home buyers the opportunity to pay about $38,000 to join Mr. Donald Trump Jr. for a conversation and dinner. Yes, it's a big opportunity. Usually to meet Trump Jr., you have to be Russian. And these people are going to get their money's worth. Check out this interview he gave to Indian television yesterday.
I think there is something about the spirit of the Indian people that's unique here to other parts of the emerging world. I can, you know, you go through a town and you know, and I don't mean to be glib about it, but you can see the poorest of the poor. Mm-hmm. And there's still a smile on a face.
Yes, I mean, there's nothing worse than a depressing poor. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Would it have killed those Dust Bowl Okies to grin a little?
Again movement, a group of students working for gun control and school safety. Please welcome Delaney Tarr and Carly Novell. Welcome. You guys have been through a lot. Thank you for being here. After a tragedy like this, what are you guys hoping the response will be?
I think there should be legislation to give us a step in the right direction, something small to start towards gun control.
I think we've made it very clear that we've been fighting for common sense gun laws. We want people to stop getting shot. We want children to stop dying at the hands of AR-15s and semi-automatic rifles. So we're working towards more common sense gun regulations.
Yeah, now, you know, I'm an adult. I've been through this. No offense, but I put in my time. I've seen this before. And what Americans do is we think, we pray, and then we move on. Wiser and, well, at least wiser.
Yes.
Why are you guys mucking that all up?
Well, as we've discovered, thoughts and prayers generally don't protect you from gunfire. The thing that protects us... We're being given a platform and we have a voice that is unprecedented. The victims of Sandy Hook, of course, were children, so it was the parents speaking out, and Columbine didn't have social media to use as a platform. But we have those things, and we're using them to our advantage.
It feels like a fully formed movement already.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was shot in the back,
yes,
with an assault weapon, the weapon of choice.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Yeah. It is too easy to get. It is a weapon of war. With the fact that you can't stand with everybody in this building and say that,
I'm sorry.
Sir, I do believe what you're saying. Yes, sir.
With an assault weapon. Weapon? I'm sorry.
Sir, I do believe what you're saying is true.
Tell you, military-style guns that many of the Pentagon thought should have been used in Vietnam because they were more lethal than the weapons that our soldiers used in the jungles of Vietnam. Margaret, that's just an incitement to violence.
Yeah.
And if somebody gets killed, that's going to be exhibit one in court, and they're going to be, and Wayne LaPierre is going to be held liable, and the multimillionaires or the billionaires that they're doing the bidding for.
I'd never seen a full frontal reel of Dana Loesch. It's quite shocking. But what that ad that you just shows me, the NRA usually goes to ground after a mass shooting and goes silent. But they're scared this time, or that ad wouldn't be out there. I think it shows maybe they see a difference. Maybe the young people are going to have this as their one issue. I think it shows maybe they see a difference. Maybe the young people are going to have this as their one issue. And if they do, they will be a formidable force against the NRA.
I wonder about people like myself who support the Second Amendment and have always supported the Second Amendment. I differ in a few ways with the NRA, but what are these people going out? They're talking about that. Philip, whether they distance themselves from that violent
and they're fucking furious.
All right, hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious, Furious George. This is WCOM LPFM Chapo Carboro. We do it every Thursday. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. I'm furious. Stick around.
I'll raise you to 100 million.
Somebody pump our day. Hold up. Somebody on their way. Hold up. I would have grown our day. Hold up. Somebody can't relate. Hold up.
The truth will set you free. But first, it'll piss you off.
Hey, you bitches wanna be my babe. Hey, coming down like the CIA. Hey, side of my car trying to see my face. Hey, want me to beat it like the CIK. Oh, hey, if it's heated, I'ma be my face. Hey, and best believe it's gonna be outrageous. Hey, looking here, can't believe my race. Hey, make this issue with the Eli face. Oh, bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing. Bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing. Scrunching they eyes with your name in their mouth. Bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing.
Shout out to them people, 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 people. Mad ethnic right now.
I get it how I live it. I live it how I get it. Come to motherfucking digits. I pull it with a lemon. Not cause she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic. And this ain't a scrimmage. Motherfucker, we ain't finished. I told you we won't stop. And think about a business. But you're renting. Wave hello to the top. Nick the Bay, wrong guy. Tell the paparazzi.
this beat tastes like lunch, but it's running from veneers and it's running from the fronts. But every day, hey, well, lemonade, I was afraid. Once I begin to graduate, would I be okay? So I prayed and I played. It's Rihanna cooking my constellation in space. Warp speed, double spark, couldn't chase.
Bath salt, biting speakers in the face. 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 Bath salt, biting speakers in the face.
And they're fucking furious.